Hello and welcome to the Happiness Growth Podcast with Riri Okoye, the podcast that will help you improve your overall happiness and well-being. Now, what I want to say is thank you very much for the feedback. Some of you have been sliding into my DM and really acknowledging the fact that you're enjoying the podcast. Thank you very much. This is a new journey for me. If this is the first time that you're tuning into this podcast, before I was doing Business Growth with Riri, and now I'm doing the Happiness Growth Podcast with Riri. So today we're going to be discussing an important concept, how to be happy for others. Now, there's a saying that I love sharing a lot, and I don't even know who was the original author of this quote, but it's this. Happy people are happy for others. Let's discuss. Okay, so let me paint a scenario to you. So there's this girl or lady who was your classmate. You know, back in the day, she wasn't very popular. She didn't come from a prestigious background. She was simple. Some would call her plain Jane. Now, 15 years later, 20 years later, she's a household name. She's a business lady. She's doing great. She has a house in Banana Island in Lagos, and she also has a house in Chelsea. To make things worse, she's married to a very rich husband. She shops in Dubai. She changes her car every 6 months. She has 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls, and she has a personal nanny that looks after her children. Her life is perfect and yours is not, you say. So you're not happy for her. You're envious. And I say to you, why are you envious? And you say, Riri, it's not fair. How can I be happy for her when my life is a mess? And then I would say to you, did she make your life a mess? Do you know her backstory? Do you know her tomorrow? Now, let me tell you something. It's natural. It's natural to feel envious of others, especially when things are not going great for you. But the issue is, don't let it stay there. Now, I was listening to Tamara. Do you remember Tamara and Tia, those twins from the 90s? Well, she was on a show called The Real, and The Real was a show for women of color, and a lot of the time they would often get celebrities on the show. And guess what Tamira said? Tamira said that The Real was the unhappiest moment of her life. She said that she would throw up every time she went on that show. Imagine if you were envious of Tamara, and every time that she showed up on The Real, you were wishing that you were her. Meanwhile, she was in the back room before the show would go on, throwing up. So, myself, this summer, I went to 2 countries. I went to Italy, I went to Naples in Italy, I went to St. John's Wood, and I also went to Toronto, which are both in Canada. I actually went for my niece's wedding, and I did. I shared a lot of photos. I was happy. It was a great occasion. There were a lot of family reunions. But behind all the glitz and all the smiles, there was something worrying me. And a lot of my audience didn't know that, you know, because I don't share everything to the public. But guess what? I was coming back for a procedure. Yes, immediately I came back from Canada, I was going straight into the hospital for a procedure. But thank God the procedure went well. But you didn't know that. People didn't know that. I didn't share that. So somebody could have been looking at Riri and saying, oh, wow, she's just living her best life. But they didn't know that I was coming back to get knocked out. And, you know, obviously, when you're going into hospital, it can be frightening. But thank God it all went well. But I'm just saying that sometimes what you are not happy for is just snapshots of people's lives, especially now on social media. So you may say to yourself, well, Riri, what am I supposed to do? I can't help myself. I can't help these feelings. I'm only human. I know and I understand. And I've been through those feelings. I mean, as I said, we're all human. And every now and then, I can see somebody and feel envious. But I snap back. And do you know the reason why I snap back and snap out of it quickly? Because guess what? I have worked on my purpose. I know what my life's mission is. I know why I am here. So my question for you today is that in order to be happy for other people, I have to ask you that question. Do you know your purpose? And then sometimes some of that discontent with other people is not even to do with what the person has. Sometimes you are not happy for other people because of who they are. They're bubbly, they're confident, they're self-assured, they're childlike, they're playful. And you're not happy for them because you haven't worked on yourself. So what's my advice to you? Focus on your growth. Focus on your personal development. Do you know your strengths? Who is in your circle? Because remember what they say, you are the average of the five people that you spend your time with. Are the five people that you spend your time with inspiring you? Are they the same people that they were 5 years ago? Are they growing? Are you growing? Because guess what? When you work on yourself, both on the inside and on the outside, you will be happy for other people. You will be happy for other people because happy people are happy for others. And it takes a journey. It takes a journey of self-personal development. And that is a journey that I started probably 20, 25 years ago, and I haven't stopped because I always want to be working on myself. I always want to be the best version of myself because when I'm that way, then I'm happy for other people because I'm not focused on them and what they're doing. I'm focused on growing myself. I hope I'm speaking to one person today. I really do. So that's what you have to do. You have to work on your journey in order to be happy for others. So you have been listening to the Happiness Growth Podcast with Riri Okoye. And I have so many tools for you. If you go onto Instagram, on my Instagram, Riri Okoye, and you go to my bio, you will see a Happiness Growth Challenge. And now we're in a new month or entering a new month. Start today and start that challenge and do one thing each day to intentionally make yourself happier. Go ahead and download. If you want a one-on-one to me, you can also send me a DM at my Instagram because I am dedicated to serving you. It's not an easy journey. It takes intention to be happy. It takes intention to lift your spirits up. But you can do it. You've got this. And I believe in you. But the most important thing is that you have to believe in yourself. So we've come to the end of today's Happiness Growth Podcast with Riri Okoye. And I say to myself, what is the one thing that my listeners are going to do today to make a difference in their life? What is that one thing? And today, I want you to be happy for other people because happy people are happy for others. Thank you, and I look forward to tuning in and speaking with you again next week. Take care.